This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why, hello there, fantasy baseball fans. This is Paul Williamson, and this is another installment of Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. This is going to be one of two episodes I will be doing today. This is going to be the standard pitcher stream episode. I will be going through today's streams, going through the guys that are 65% rostered and under. So those of you in 10-team leagues, I got your back. Like I said, I am a man of the people. I will give you what you want. If you're in 10-team leagues, I got you. I will not leave you out in the cold. I will have some guys for you. And on down to you 15 teams, you deep leaguers, you crazy people, you. I got your back as well. But the other episode is going to be more of a, it'll be more hitter focused. There'll be some pitching, but since I do so many pitching streams throughout the week, I will try to focus more on hitting. I will focus on the ads and drops, the weekend action, key performances, any injury news that needs to be discussed. It'll be more of a longer, more in-depth and more hitter focused. With that in mind, let's give a shout out to our friends at Bet Online before I get into these streams. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. And don't forget to follow me at PaulW_34, at PaulW34, at PaulW_34, and also follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball, Ethos Fantasy BB, to get all of our content there. Got a lot of great minds at work for you to help you win your leagues. All right, let's get into it. Christopher Sanchez, 61% rostered, just barely makes the line. He should be rostered more. He is a rest of season ad. Go see if he is available. Let's dig into it real quick. He has a 21.4% strikeout rate, which is pretty okay, but the ERA estimators is what I like. A 3.22 ERA with a 3.32 xFIP, a 3.61 Sierra. His velocity is up to 94 from 92 last year. His changeup has been deadly with a 1.63 expected slugging against it. He has a 29.3% swinging strike rate. His pitch level values are all good. Go get Christopher Sanchez. He should not be 65% rostered. That is ridiculous. He shouldn't even be discussed as a streamer. He should be rostered in all leagues. Go see if he is available. Let's talk Jose Soriano, 5% owned. Got the Cardinals today, and if you listen to this podcast enough, you'll know this. If he's got good strikeout upside with a good matchup, he is a good stream. Let me get into that a little bit more as to why that's true. That means he has a good floor, right? So he can blow up your ERA, he can blow up your whip, he may not get a win, right? But all those things could potentially happen with a streamer, right? Like any streamer out there, from him to anybody else on the list, to a Casey Mize, you know, any of them can blow up your ERA or whip and not get a win. But not all of them are going to have strikeout upside to give him that floor, right? Like, so even if the ERA and the whip are destroyed, you're at least going to get strikeouts. So that kind of floor is really nice to have as a stream. Jose Soriano represents that exactly with a solid 21.9% strikeout rate. His fastball velocity is 99.6. The man throws heat. He has a 28.8% CSW, which is pretty solid. The walk rate isn't great, 11.6%. Like I said, the whip and ERA are potentially in trouble with guys like this. But look, the The floor was represented in his start against the Pirates, where he got 6 strikeouts in 4 2/3 innings, but he also allowed 4 earned runs. So let's dig a little more into some of his numbers here. Specifically, his ERA and ERA estimators are pretty okay. 4.32 ERA with a 4 even xFIP and a 3.99 Sierra. I really like Jose Soriano today. Now, the rest of the theme for a lot of these guys in this list is going to be the title of the show, is saying there's a chance. I'm saying there's a chance with a lot of these guys, right? I'm kind of hedging my bets on a lot of these streams. And early in the week, it is important to keep this in mind, especially in head-to-head leagues, or I guess only in head-to-head leagues, daily change kind of stuff. You want to be careful early in the week with your streams. I wouldn't go with a lot of these guys on my head-to-head leagues this week, early in the week, because you don't want to just go ahead and blow up your ERA and WHIP right now. Unless, like, your team build is already kind of geared toward just going after strikeouts and wins and saying to hell with it with the ERA and the WHIP. That's not a great strategy, but that's what you're doing. You do you, boo, right? Like, I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to help you. That's what I'm here for. So I'm saying there's a chance with a lot of these guys, but I'm going to hedge my bets a lot. Let's start with Matt Manning against the Marlins. He's 6% owned. He's taking Kenta Maeda's spot, who is injured. He's made 3 starts and he's done well. He did well against the Mets. He got 5 2/3 with no hits, but 4 walks with just 3 strikeouts. He's allowed 3 home runs in his last 2 starts, but he's gotten 7 strikeouts in both. He has a 4.24 ERA so far with a 4.54 xFIP, a 4.35 Sierra. He is using his slider more, but he's got a good positive pitch level value. The expected slugging of 380 isn't all that great. However, the xWOBA, xWOBA, wherever you want to say it, is 293, which is pretty solid. He's also missing a lot more barrels this year than he did last year. He has really good swinging strike rate and a good CSW, and he's got the Marlins. I think that there is a good chance. His 23.8% strikeout rate is up from 15.8 from last year. But the ERA estimators being what they are, 4.54 xFIP, 4.35 Sierra, the home runs but it's the Marlins, right? There's not a lot of firepower there. I kind of like Matt Manning today. I'm definitely saying that there is a chance with him. But again, he's just made 3 starts, so a lot of these numbers, you know, there's still some risk because of the limited sample size here. Let's talk Spencer Arrighetti. I think there's a decent win chance with a good strikeout upside here that provides him with a pretty good floor, especially against the Athletics. He has an excellent CSW of 29.5%, an excellent swinging strike rate of 13.5%. His 23% strikeout rate is also pretty solid. However, his command isn't there. He's got a 12.3% walk rate so far this year in 5 starts. His expected numbers against his against his pitch mix isn't all that great either. But look, he's a kind of pitcher that's got a lot of upside. But I talked about him in the last episode. He's got good strikeout upside. And against the Athletics, I think you can do a lot worse. I think that, like I'm saying, that there is a chance here. And I would avoid a play like Spencer Arrighetti early in the week, again, in your head-to-heads, right? But you know, he is a 2-start guy being, you know, starting on Monday, right? And so he might be a better play later in the week if you need strikeouts and you don't care about your ERA and WHIP. But don't give up on your ERA and WHIP so fast. Arrighetti is someone who could blow up both but give you a lot of strikeouts. I know it is the Athletics, so the odds that are happening are smaller. So I think he is a good 15-team play, a more fringy, risky 12-team play. Let's get to Chris Flexen. He's got the Nationals, you're kind of here for the matchup.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's dig into it. A 429 ERA, a 483 xFIP, a 482 Sierra. The strikeout and the walk rate isn't good. The walk rate has always kind of been high for his career. His pitch level values aren't terrible. He on the year, it hasn't been all that great. But he's kind of shown flashes of it. He's done some good things, especially in his last outing, 30.2% CSW with a 12.5 swinging strike rate against the Rays. He's had some okay games. There's also been some duds. So again, I'm saying there's a chance with Flexen. He's not my favorite stream today. But you could probably do worse. 15 team links, he's pretty solid, but again, pretty fringy 12 teamer. He's someone that there's a chance. And I guess with a stream, sometimes that's all you can ask. Let's talk Trevor Williams, the counterpart to Flexen with the enthralling matchup of the White Sox and Nationals today. Look, Trevor Williams has been pretty okay, right? All of his starts he's gone at least five innings. All of the starts, he's given up less than three earned runs. He has a 21% strikeout rate, which is kind of meh. The walk rate, 8.5%, is also kind of meh. It's not really good, right? That's not good, but it's not like awful, right? It's not just like terrible. CSW, 26.8, 9.1% swinging strike rate. Those are not really all that good either. But he's got positive pitch level values across the board. His 196 ERA is backed up with some solid ERA estimators of a 379 xFIP, a 403 Sierra. So, of course, the 196 is going to go up eventually. But for this game against the White Sox, I mean, it's the White Sox, right? So I'm saying there's a chance. Not a great chance. I'm not a big fan of Trevor Williams, especially with the velocity down to under 90 at 89.7%. It's been kind of, that's where it was last year, but earlier in his career, it's way down from what it was. But against the White Sox, with the kind of success that he has had this year, albeit limited and albeit, I'm kind of pointing at these kind of meh numbers, right? The 21.1% K rate, the 8.5% walk rate are both kind of meh to okay. But you know what? You got the White Sox, so therefore I'm saying there's a chance. Let's get to Colin Ray, 14% owned against the Pirates. His walk rate isn't bad, 7.2%, right? That's pretty solid, but the K rate isn't there. His ERA, 3.29, is not backed up all that great. XFIB of 4.58, a Sierra of 4.78. But look, the last two outings, it's been better. A 29.2% CSW and a 34.3% CSW in his last two games. He has shown and flashed the ability to be an okay pitcher. He's got the Pirates, right? So you got a guy who's flashed the ability to have good games, especially the last two with those CSWs being pretty good. The walk rate being low kind of helps me a little bit here, because if a guy doesn't walk a whole lot, that's going to force the bad offense, the Pirates, to do the damage themselves, because Colin Ray isn't just going to put him on generally, right? With the walk rate that low, you can feel pretty confident that kind of helps his value overall, because it's going to force the bad offense to do work. Let's get to Sean Manaea. He's facing a very good offense against the Phillies. And so that makes him a 15 team play only. And even then, it's kind of risky. He has a good swinging strike rate of 12.4%. The strikeout rate isn't all that good at 20.4%. But what scares me the most here are two things. He has a very high walk rate, 12.5%. The Phillies are an offense that can make you pay if you walk too many guys. Manaea has been doing that exactly. He has a 3.31 ERA. The xFIP and Sierra are pretty high, though, 4.96 and 4.89. Nothing pops out at me that says absolutely start Philly against Philly. You definitely are not going to start him in 12-team leagues. He's risky in 15-team leagues. Because he's done enough in individual games, right, where he's flashed the ability to do well, and I think he's done that enough to say in 15-team leagues, go for it. I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of the play. I probably wouldn't do it if I were you, but you know what? I can see why someone would, and I'm just... You know, I just want to be fair to y'all. I don't want to just be totally blowing people's hopes out of the water here, but I do want to caution against it. Graham Ashcraft is next, 16% owned. He's got the Diamondbacks. They are 28th in the league against right-handers in OPS. The ERA and the ERA estimators are solid, 3.86 ERA, 3.86 xFIP, 4.03 Sierra. The walk rate is also pretty solid at just 7%. So again, an offense that is struggling against a pitcher who doesn't walk a lot, it's going to force the bad offense to put the bat on the ball and get some hits. So that helps Ashcraft's value here. His strikeout rate isn't all that great, 18.6%. The swinging strike rate is kind of not all that great either, 11.7% to 26% CSW. Also not that good. However, the pitch level values are solid. He did struggle against Arizona last time out, 5 innings pitched, 3 earned, 2 strikeouts, you know, but I think there is enough there with a low walk rate, solid ERA and ERA estimators against an offense that is struggling. They're 28th against righties. You know, I do think the Arizona offense is coming around a little bit. Corbin Carroll's coming alive some. But I think that, you know, they haven't done it for long enough for me to say the Diamondbacks are necessarily back. I still think the season-long track record is something that you still want to value. You know, I think Ashcraft has good enough numbers with the ERA estimators and the walk rate against an offense that hasn't shown a whole lot of power all year, a lot of firepower. I like Graham Ashcraft. I'm saying there's a chance. All right, let's talk Matthew Liberatore. 15 team only here. Gone from the bullpen to a starter and has only thrown 50 pitches once. So there's not a whole lot of upside you're going for in 12-team leagues. 12-teamers ignore this. However, 15-team leagues, I think you can kind of go for it because the numbers are pretty solid, right? He's got a 3.54 ERA, a 3.99 xFIP, a 3.98 Sierra, a 13% swinging strike rate. But the question is going to be is how long is he going to be able to go? I think he can give you 3 to 4 solid innings today with a good ERA and a good WHIP because he has the Angels today, not the greatest matchup. I just think the upside is capped too much for you to go after it in 12-team leagues, but 15-team leagues, I think you can go for it to get a decent little boost to your ERA and your WHIP. And I also think that since it's the Angels, and he does have a 20% strikeout rate, which isn't all that great. However, against the Angels that gives him a little bit of a strikeout upside to go with it. Just enough for me to say go for it in 15 teams. And you know what? The 50 pitch count also kind of caps how bad his floor can be, right? Because the wheels start to fall off early. The Cards aren't going to just sit on them. They're going to pull them fast. I think 15 team leagues can go with them. Let's go to Michael Lorenzen. 0% rostered against the Guardians, 17th in the league against righties and OPS are the Guardians, so they're kind of a middling offense. Look, you're only here for the win chance of 15-team leagues. I won't go too much into this. The ERA estimators, 452, XFIP, 478, Sierra, the swinging strike rate, the CSW aren't good. You're just here because it's the Rangers, and they can give you a decent win chance, and Lorenzen isn't just god-awful, right? You know, he's not good, but he's not god awful. I think there's a chance that he gets you a win today. Last but not least is the ultimate. I'm saying there's a chance because he's had some success, but it's been limited in the small sample size. His name is Randy Vasquez. He's going against the Rockies outside of Coors Field. He has a 450 ERA with a 383 XFIP, a 377 Sierra. He has a 361 BABIP, so that's due to come down. Some positive regression there. The walk rate looks great, 5.6%, but he hasn't always flashed this kind of command. He hasn't had this good a command. His fastball numbers are looking okay, but the rest of his pitches need to catch up. But when you have some success, granted in a small sample, you've had some success, you have a good matchup with the Rockies outside of Coors Field, a decent win chance because it's the Padres against the Rockies. I think Randy Vasquez is a solid 15 team option today. I'm probably fading him in those 12 teams, but 15 teamers, I am saying there's a chance. So go follow me on Twitter or X, at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. Go follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at Ethos Fantasy BB, at Ethos Fantasy BB to get all of our content. Be sure to be on the lookout for my second episode coming out later today, on a more general recap episode where I get more in depth on the hitter side. With all that said, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. And as always, guys, y'all, thank you for joining me.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.